Livestock producers seeking disaster aid are being urged to apply before the end of the month to avoid a sequester-related 7% reduction in payments. USDA Undersecretary Michael Skuse says many producers are eligible for the programs and will receive the full amount of funding if they schedule an appointment by September 30th.
Those are the ones that have been impacted since 2011, especially those in 2012 because of the devastating drought that we had that impacted most states. Even this year, many states have qualified for forage losses in 14.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Juan Garcia says they're trying to make it easier for producers to apply.
We do have an online register that they can also enroll for an appointment. They can access this at www.fsa.usda.gov/disaster/register. Go on to the FSA website and they will be able to sign up for an appointment at that time.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association Associate Director of Government Affairs Kent Bacchus says there are a couple of different disaster programs for livestock producers under the Farm Bill.
Obviously, with the livestock indemnity program and with the tree program, those applications need to be completed by September 30th. But for those who are interested in signing up in the livestock forage program, they need to schedule an appointment with their FSA office by September 30th. If they fail to do that, then they're going to suffer from the 7.3% cut in the payments.
Bacchus explains how this reduction in payments is related to sequester.
Well, this all stems back to the Budget Control Act of 2011. And so, you know, whenever Congress has talked about sequestration and other things like that, they're talking about budget cuts and the outlays in those payments. So those are real payments and real cuts to programs that come into effect, and they come into effect with this new fiscal year. So this first cut is going to be 7.3%. So if listeners out there really want to take full advantage of the programs that are available and don't want to have that reduction in their payments, they need to go ahead and get signed up by the end of this fiscal year, which is September 30th.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.